This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Now, last Friday, we all gathered at the Bridgeway Hotel at Paraka, and we had the fifth Friday lunch, and it was all very well attended, and there were a few new happy faces along there, so we hope you had a good time, and you'll come back next time. And that will mean that you'll probably be there for the next Fifth Friday lunch, which is on the 30th of August. So Sir Lunchalot will be looking around for a suitable venue for that, so stay tuned. Now, once again, the Tea Tree Gully Council has invited the Northeast Radio Club to take part in the annual Community Expo, and that will be held at the Golden Grove Recreation Centre, 1 Tennyson Place, Golden Grove, and it'll be next Friday, the 7th of June. So the Northeast Radio Club will be there just like last time. We've got a table set up with amateur radio equipment, and we can demonstrate it to the people that come along to the expo. So anyone wishing to help set up and give demos of radio or Morse code or whatever to do with amateur radio, then contact Tony, VK5FBIC. That's next Friday, the 7th of June, for the Community Expo at the Golden Grove Recreation Centre. And if you want to find out what's happening in the Northeast Radio Club, then go to the website or follow the Northeast Radio Club Facebook page, and you'll be able to find all the latest info. Well, that's all for this week. Don't forget to keep staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Hi all, this is Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. On Thursday, June the 6th at 6 p.m, we are having a members-only buy and sell. All members are welcome. At 7 o'clock on June the 6th, our club rooms will be open for a tech talk starting at 7:15 p.m. by Martin, VK5MAR, on SDR Radio. Hope to see you there at Seaford Meadows Scout Hall, Railway Parade, Seaford Meadows. This has been Nathan Grundy, VK5OG, on behalf of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Greetings from Wison, SA. This is Tony, VK5FBIC, inviting amateur radio operators in SA to the Wison SA Monthly Net on the first Sunday of the month, which is tonight at 8 p.m, 2000 hours, using the Link repeater system from Victor Harbour out through the Barossa, Riverland and Mid-North, including the metro area. So, look, we appreciate hearing from you all. All of you who are free on that time zone, and we'll do a couple of rounds, find out what you're doing in the hobby, and also update you on Wison information. And, yeah, look forward to catching up with everybody tonight on the usual frequencies, and look forward to those in the regions, especially through the Lochiel repeater, which will happen after the WIA broadcast today at 7. So anyway, look forward to hearing from everybody, and I'll be the host on the night, so it should be a bit of fun. Cheers and 73s, and we'll hear soon.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VKE5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Last weekend, we had the Horus 61 high-altitude balloon launch. The weather was excellent, and the flight went pretty much right on the predictions, reaching an altitude of just over 21 kilometres, and landing a few kilometres to the south of Bow Hill in the Murraylands area. Thanks to everyone that helped track and chase this flight, we hope to get another launch in the air sometime in early July. AREG's next general business meeting is on Friday, the 21st of June. with this month's presentation being from Ian, VK5ZD, talking about the many and varied pieces of equipment he's used over the years to delve into the world of microwave communications, all the way from 1.2 GHz right up to 134 GHz. Our meetings are held at the Fulham Gardens Community Centre, with doors opening at 7 p.m. and the presentation kicking off at 7:30 p.m. and all are welcome. For our members, we'll be broadcasting this live on Zoom, and we'll hopefully be also streaming this one on YouTube as well. Check out the AREG website at areg.org.au for more details closer towards the date. Finally, the previously announced June Fox Hunt has unfortunately had to be cancelled due to various key people being unavailable and also clashes with other events. We'll start this back up again in July and hope the weather's okay. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And from SCARC, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Hi all, this is Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. On Thursday, June the 6th at 6 p.m, we are having a members-only buy and sell. All members are welcome. At 7 o'clock on June the 6th, our club rooms will be open for a tech talk starting at 7:15 p.m. by Martin, VK5MAR, on SDR Radio. Hope to see you there at Seaford Meadows Scout Hall, Railway Parade, Seaford Meadows. This has been Nathan Grundy, VK5OG, on behalf of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Have I told you about our 2024 annual convention yet? Hee hee. This year is shaping up as the biggest in recent history. We now have not one, not two, but three commercial traders coming along for the big day on Sunday the 9th of June. First up, Guy from VK Radio will be here with a sample of some Yaesu gear he sells. Some of you will already know of Guy as he has a radio repair business in Melbourne and has been doing all the repair work for Strictly Ham for a number of years now. Guy has very generously donated the door prize, which will be an SDR Play receiver. Check him out at vkradio.com.au. That's all lowercase, vkradio.com.au. I now have to make an apology and a correction. I have been telling you that AppVision, which is a Sydney company, will be sending a representative along. This is true, but the rep is actually based in good old Adelaide, and so his trip will not be as epic as we first thought. The really big news is that AppVision Australia have very generously donated a Siglent SSA3021X 1.5 GHz spectrum analyzer, which will be a raffle prize for the measly price of $5 per ticket. This unit is worth over $2,500. This is probably one of the biggest value prizes ever offered at any Surge convention. Special tickets are being printed for this raffle, which will be drawn during the Fox Hunt trophy presentations, which will start at about 4 to 4:30 p.m. at the venue. Note, you can only buy tickets for this raffle if you are at the convention. If the unit is not available at the time of the raffle draw, AppVision will post the signal generator to the winner once they have the details. Check them out at https://appvision.com.au/index.php. I'll repeat that. https://appvision.com.au/index.php. We have also just been informed that Elite Communications from Jim Booba in Queensland are also coming along. They are ICOM dealers and also handle marine and other communications gear in general, some of which will be on display on several tables. Have a look at https://www.elitecommunications.com.au all one word, elitecommunications.com.au/. Again, https://www.elitecommunications.com.au/. www.elitecommunications.com.au/. Of course, there will be heaps of used radio gear for sale on the various club and private tables as well. Don't forget the homebrew competition either. If you have built something radio related that you are proud of, please consider entering it in our homebrew competition. Note, you can enter on the day. There are a number of categories and some good prizes to be won. Of course, the social highlight of the event is the fabulous and excellent value for money Sunday night 3-course sit-down dinner. Everyone always has a great time at the dinner, so book now. Many more raffles will be conducted during the dinner. Contact Tim, VK5AV, by emailing your booking numbers to, all one word, surgeconvention@gmail.com. Again, all one word, surgeconvention@gmail.com. Don't forget the Australian Fox Hunting Championships will be taking place over the Saturday and Sunday as well. There will be pedestrian events as well as mobile and night events. Bands covered will be 80 metres, 6 metres, 2 metres, 70 centimetres and 1296 megahertz. If you are up for a challenge, enter now by emailing Tim, VK5AV, at surgeconvention@gmail.com. By the way, our guest speaker will be Norbert, VK5MQ, who recently returned from his third adventure in the Antarctic, where he operated as VK0 Alpha India. Norbert will be describing the differences between life here in Oz and in the cold expanses of Casey Station, so this talk will be of interest to all, not just amateurs. We look forward to, hopefully, seeing you there in just under 2 weeks' time. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.